9. Our collective purpose in love. Question: what is our purpose here? We are awake at this hour pondering the glory of God, the creative force within us all. This creativity fills the universes and beyond, and continues out into space and eternity. For all life is creative, and all life is God. God is within everything, from the tiniest speck of dust to the largest mountain. This life force encompasses all life on and in the earth. We are creation, and yet we are the Creator, all in one. It is the Creator within us that allows us to experience and evolve, as this is Prime Creator's purpose, to experience all that is and all that could be, and to evolve infinitely as we create. What wonder and glory it is to ever experience and ever evolve, infinitely, forever, and eternally. This is our path of evolution. This is what all life has for us to look forward to. This is the hope and promise for all humankind, to ever live immortally, and to grow and expand in consciousness each step of the way. This is the glory of God, and it is within us all. The sickness and pain you see all around you is not necessary for evolvement, but results from separation from God's light within your very beings. For God's light shines in all, but is blocked in most by separation from self. Distraction from self is caused by media, and the constant need to be entertained by TV, radio, and newspapers used to prevent the fear of isolation from arising. Isolation from self is isolation from your God self. It is imposed isolation from God, the creative force within you. It is the only source of love that flows through you. Could you but open the valve and let it through, it would flood you with well-being, hope, and promise, and carry you among the stars. Love flows to you whether you open your heart to it or not. It is always there, waiting to be let in, and to fill you with its tenderness and longing to dwell within you. Humanity has managed to close itself off to this life-giving force, and then to seek it from other sources. But the only source of love is God, and we only mirror it from within, where it already dwells. So go within and tap into the source of all creation, and you will find the universe waiting for you to explore. Love is the glue. I am an ascended master dwelling in the subterranean city of Telos, where all is light, all is beauty, and all is grandeur. We are connecting with you at this time period to permeate your surface population with love, for it is love that will bring us physically together. Love is the glue that will adhere our thoughts into one thought of love for our dear planet Earth. We send thoughts of love to our planet daily. We send thoughts of love out into the universe daily. These thoughts rebound. These thoughts penetrate all that is. These thoughts manifest into beauty, peace, harmony, and grace. So it is with deep love that we come to you, to admonish you to keep your thoughts focused on love, love for all existence, so that you, too, can manifest this great peace on your surface. Question: how would you describe God to us? When we speak of God, know that we refer to the source of all creation. This source individualized itself into millions and billions of individualized components, or probes of itself, and sent them out to experience love in all its varied and diversified forms. You have all been to many planets, and experienced many thousands of incarnations in your search back to the source of all love. You are all well prepared, through your countless incarnation experiences, to know God's love, and to radiate it out to others in hope of hastening their awakening to the source of all love. This is profound. For once humanity feels God's love directly from within, they will be able to understand their purpose for being here on earth, and will cease to feel the separation of their soul from God's light. We magnify God's love and beam it directly to the earth's surface, in hopes it will connect directly to the hearts of humanity. This is our purpose at this time, as we are well versed in anchoring and radiating outward God's love. So when you feel the beams of love from God touching your heart, think of us and tell us as your brothers and sisters who love you deeply. Walk in the light of God, and know that we walk beside you. We are your brothers and sisters, beaming out love to you continuously. Peace reigns on most planets. My brothers and sisters of light, I greet you in the light of God's love that is continuously flowing to you from above and below. Yes, we and Telos are also continuously sending you our love, in hopes of encasing your etheric bodies in the pure love of God. For all love comes from God, no matter who's sending it. There is only one source of love, and it is from the divine heart of God which is in our heart. God's divine love dwells in our heart, ready and waiting to be released and sent out to all. Now I will talk about peace, the peace that reigns on most planets in our solar system. Most of humanity live lives of peace and well-being as they spiral through eternity. There are only a very few planets like Earth that are still in the throes of infancy, and who still have poverty, wars, and greed. Your planet is now reaching the stage of adulthood, where poverty, wars, and greed are no longer acceptable and have been outgrown by the masses. The mass consciousness is now calling for peace and abundance, and well-being. In fact, as we hear your prayers, we hear you not just calling out, but we hear you crying out for change, change in your governments, change in your laws, and change in your justice system, so that everyone has everything that's needed for a full and happy life in order to evolve in peace. We hear all your cries, and the angels in heaven are responding. The angels are here in full force, caring and responding to all who cry out for change. There are many forces in the universe who are responding to humanity's call. Among them are the people from the subterranean cities of light who are physical beings just like you, who have used the peace and prosperity in our lives to evolve in consciousness. We have had a perfect setting in which to play out our roles on the stage of life, and we have used this setting to our advantage by learning and striving to perfect ourselves as much as possible during our time underground. We have used every situation as a learning experience to reflect more and more of God's light into our lives, and then to beam this light out to others so that we can all be further enriched in this lifetime. So stay close to us in thought, as we are here to guide and protect you on our forthcoming journey into light. We monitor your surface. You are each composed of many layers of consciousness, and you are each enveloped in the light. You are emissaries from the higher realms. You are here to bring forth information to awaken your fellow brothers and sisters and bring them into the light. Your task is by no means small nor easy, for most of the starseeds have fallen into a deep sleep. You are here to wake them up. You do this through your light. We are always projecting our light to the surface. We project our thoughts of unity to you. We project our thoughts of peace and love to you, hoping that all souls on the surface will be able to intercept them as they flow through the Earth's energy currents. There are those of us in Tellus who monitor your surface very carefully, and report back to the population what is transpiring. We then meditate together, as you do, to send out the necessary thoughts and vibrations to counter the negativity on Earth. So, we have a big job to perform, also, just as you do. We send out the same love vibrations from below, as you do from above. We work in unison with all the light workers on the surface. We are all working as one. One great thought of love for our planet Earth, one great wave of light washing Earth's shores, one great beacon calling all of Earth's children home, home to the light of God's presence. We are eagerly anticipating the time when those light workers on the Earth will be able to live with us and tell us. We feel this time is rapidly approaching, sooner than we realized. We will contact you when the time comes to visit with us. We know those whose hearts are yearning to be and tell us with us, as our hearts are yearning to receive them. We send you love and greetings from all of us here in Tellus. I am Adama, your brother of love.